Now we're going to move on to Illinois, where there is never a dull moment in state politics. This afternoon, embattled Governor Rod Blagojevich will swear in the very same state senators who will decide later this month whether or not to remove him from office. It can only happen in Illinois.
Yes, indeed.
We're joined now by Amanda Vinicky, a State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio, who's been keeping us up to date on developments there. Welcome back, Amanda.
Thanks. Thank you.
So the swearing-in ceremony is certainly going to make for some interesting moments today. How are lawmakers describing their feelings about it all?
You know, for a while there had been some anticipation that perhaps we would see some Blagojevich-esque antics and that he would maybe refuse to come, that he would, you know, use the opportunity to make another statement, chastise the House some more, as he has been prone to do, perhaps even refuse to swear the Senate in to kind of delay the impeachment. But it looks like he's not going to do that, and I think that he's going to be kind of in return from the Senate greeted in a cordial, statesmanlike manner. There'd been some anticipation, you know, would the senators refuse to shake his hand if he offers it? Will they not clap? What will they do? Obviously, it hasn't happened yet, so we're not quite sure, but most people say that they will be cordial. The lawmakers that I've talked to say, you know, it's their duty to do so.
Let's listen to Senator Dave Severson, a Republican who sounds almost weary.
He still needs to continue to act as the governor, so he'll come in and do his job, and then my guess will leave. But he needs to do his job, and hopefully he will appear and fulfill that, so we won't have to go through all the steps of what other options are available.
Sounds like some uncertainty there. Hopefully he will come. He still needs to do his job, my guess.
As you can imagine, there's not a lot of trust in Governor Blagojevich right now from these lawmakers. Senator Severson says, you know, he's supposed to do that. We can't boycott or anything. And his point is that it's the position that's supposed to have this duty in the Illinois Constitution. It's just this, you know, small little phrase that is causing all of this right now. And it says the governor shall convene the Senate to elect from its membership a president of the Senate as presiding officer on the first day of the January session of the General Assembly in odd numbered years. I mean, and that's what's causing all this. So, like I said, they're trying to keep the point that it's the position, not the governor himself or any one personality.
Well, that's the point, though, right? That's the irony here, which is the governor has to swear in these representatives who are the very same ones who want him out.
Mm-hmm, exactly. This Senate, the way that this, now that the governor has been impeached last week by the Illinois House, the first time in state history that this has been done with a sitting governor, it's up to now the Senate to hold a trial. And the Senate supposedly is going to even kind of begin its very first day. The real proceedings won't begin until the 26th, but there has been talk about the Senate, after they're inaugurated, passing the rules for that very Senate trial that will be used against potentially Governor Rod Blagojevich. And so, yeah, that's one reason why I think he probably may actually not do anything crazy today in hopes of, I guess, swaying the jury. These senators are his jury, and he issued a statement after the House impeachment saying, you know, these House people, they're all biased. I've been fighting with them for a long time. This impeachment's been long in coming, but the Senate, that's where I have hope. The outcome will be different.
Except that, you know, talk for a minute about what kind of trial this is going to be. I mean, I think people might be thinking that this is going to be like a courtroom trial.
Uh-huh.
You see already.
Some courtroom TV type thing,
right?
Or Law and Order, perhaps.
But it's not going to be like that at all.
No, and you know, they do say it will resemble a trial, and this is such new ground that nobody's really quite sure how it will look. The House will have an attorney who will be acting as a prosecutor, and senators themselves may be called as witnesses. There's no word if, you know, that will happen or not. So there will be witnesses called, but no, it's not. And there's a Chief Justice of the Illinois State Supreme Court will kind of preside over things during the trial, but no, it's not going to necessarily work like you would see it on courtroom TV. And other than that, you know, we really don't know. This is quite new.
Okay. Now, if you don't live in Illinois, Governor Blagojevich is one great Saturday Night Live skit after another. But talk about, you know, this trial could take up some time. What's really at stake here for the people of Illinois? What's not getting addressed?
You know, there's a lot here. Illinois' budget is in shambles. We have infrastructure needs. I know you were just talking about that on the program, and ours here in the state of Illinois are fairly dire, and trust issues with Governor Blagojevich have prevented anything from being done about that for years since he took office. So there's a lot riding on this and a lot of interest in hurrying up this trial to move on and find out who will be governor. Can he sign bills? What can be done to really move things forward?
And it might turn out to be Rod Blagojevich, but of course we'll see. Right, Amanda?
We will see.
Amanda Vinicky, State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.